And it's also consistent with, there was a report at San Antonio also looking at the MammaPrint assay system and the ability of the MammaPrint to identify women who are going to recur or not going to recur even with node-positive disease was really quite impressive as well.
What's the sort of update on the MammaPrint in terms of, I guess in the past there's been this issue that they need fresh tissue?
Yeah, the disadvantage of MammaPrint is that you must have fresh tissue from the tumor. It can be fresh frozen tissue in order to do the assay. And of course, the majority of women who go to the operating room don't have invasive disease. If, on the other hand, you know that a woman has invasive disease and the disease is big enough that the pathologist will let you freeze enough of the tissue to do the MammaPrint, then it's a reasonable study to do. It is an FDA-approved test for prognosis, so we should have the ability to do it if we think we're going to depend upon it.
I guess the one thing about it that kind of at least makes sense to me as a non-scientist is this issue of proliferation and having an accurate measure of proliferation, accurate measure of HER2, accurate measure of ER. And I know there's a bunch of other stuff in there too, but at least that stuff, it makes sense. I mean, you know, if you have a patient who has an ER-positive tumor but it's growing rapidly, it kind of makes sense it would respond to chemotherapy.
It sure does.